If you're always on the lookout, nature can offer a bit of a treasure hunt. An Eau Claire-based photographer always has her eyes wide open during her frequent walks by the riverside. She's found an old brooch, small antique bottles, the ornate handle of a drawer, all unnatural objects that have ties to people of the past. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Maybe on a nature walk, exploring a part of a river, or even doing some garden work, have you found an unnatural object in a natural space? Call us and share your tiny treasure of the past at 800-642-1234. Tina Ecker is an Eau Claire-based photographer whose photos have appeared on Volume 1, on WEAU News, and in the Chippewa Valley Museum. Her photographs are featured in the article, Down by the Riverside, Slowly Discovering What the Water Once Took Away, on volume1.org. Tina joins us from our Eau Claire studio. Tina, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what gets you outside to walk? What's the main reason you're out there?
I'm always out taking pictures in Eau Claire, and that's really what started it. I went to my favorite spot in Eau Claire along the Chippewa River and happened to start seeing things just literally laying above ground, whether it was a Victorian button or even railroad spikes. There's just a ton of things laying along the river.
And do you remember what the first thing was you found?
The first thing I found was actually found along a lake, Half Moon Lake. It was at Carson Park, and my husband and I were out for a walk. Of course, I had my camera. I looked down, and there was this metal oval piece of something. I pulled it up, and here it was. It looked like a vintage drawer pull. It was just beautiful. And it was so much fun going back home and doing some research and finding out how old maybe it was. And so that's what really started it. And that happened a few years ago. But last year is when I really started finding these treasures from the early 1900s, late 1800s along the Chippewa River.
So what does it feel like? I mean, you're out there doing your work as a photographer, but then you find these unexpected items. What does it feel like when you spot something and you're like, oh, there's another one?
Well, my husband can tell you I get really, really excited. So, and usually when I go out, I'm always coming back with something.
And so what are some of the other items that you found?
I think one of my most favorite treasures would be a horseshoe, which was most likely from the logging era. And it was interesting because a few minutes before I actually found the horseshoe, I found a $20 bill crumpled up laying in the mud. And then I found this horseshoe shortly after. So I'm like, good luck.
Oh, wow. Yeah. If you had found it the other direction, you would have been a true believer.
Exactly. I probably would have. Yeah. It wouldn't have been good.
Well, we have Brenda in Monroe on the line at 800-642-1234. Brenda, what have you found?
Well, one day I was weeding my garden and I was pulling up Queen Anne's lace trying to get rid of it. And all of a sudden something caught my eye. And I looked down and realized that it was a ring from my childhood that my kids had lost about 5 or 10 years earlier.
Oh, my gosh.
So yes. I'm guessing that they lost it in the garden and then it just got covered over with things?
I'm guessing. Apparently, that's what happened.
Wow. Had they actually confessed to having lost it earlier, or was this the proof you'd been waiting for?
Nobody confessed having lost it, but we knew it was gone because nobody knew where it was.
Wow. Well, congratulations on finding it, Brenda. And that's quite a find, something
oh my
that
gosh.
You thought was gone forever. And there it is. So how hard do you search? Or, Tina, are you really turning things over now that you know stuff's out there? Are you digging around, or are you kind of keeping it at the, if I see it, it's meant to be?
That's exactly what it is. And the areas that I'm finding things are usually areas that get flooded. So I'm thinking that, you know, the dirt is literally washing over them. And a few months ago, I found this beautiful, beautiful Victorian brooch just laying there in the weeds. I couldn't even believe it. And how could it be there for probably 100 years and nobody has seen it?
That's amazing. It makes you wonder if it somehow made its way up to the top because of some disturbance.
Exactly. And it makes me wonder what else is out there. And that's what keeps me going back.
Well, Tina Ecker is an Eau Claire-based photographer whose photos have appeared on Volume 1 and on WEAU News and in the Chippewa Valley Museum. Her photographs are featured in the article Down by the Riverside, Slowly Discovering What the Water Once Took Away on volume1.org. You can share things that you have found when you're out in nature by calling 800-642-1234. Now, Tina, as we've said, you're a photographer. And mm-hmm. so have you, you've started taking pictures of these found objects?
Yes, because I do. Sometimes I feel sad when I find them, that they've been laying there for so long. So I love to bring them into the spotlight and make a picture with them and have something to have forever.
And it's clear in your excitement and kind of your sense of wonder about these items that they feel special to you. Do you feel a connection with whoever might have lost them or left them?
I do. It's a personal connection and also a connection with the city of Eau Claire, with the history. I almost feel like I'm transported back in time when I find them.
And we have not quite ready on the phones yet, but tell us more. You said that you've really kind of gotten more serious about this in the last few years. Do you have a number or a guess of how many items you found?
I have boxes of treasures at home that my husband can attest to. I have a lot of things. You know, some things are broken. It's always exciting when I find a whole bottle, but even pieces of bottles with like embossed writing that it says anything like a date from the late 1800s or even, you know, the words Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I get really excited when I find there or anything that I can use to, when I go home, you know, do research to find out more about it.
Yeah. So where are you doing research? Is it the same kind of maybe sites that someone who is looking for, you know, to figure out the value of something, an appraisal kind of site?
Yep. Just online. Really, any information I can find is good information.
Wow, it's really interesting. Let's go back to the phones at 800-642-1234. And Cynthia in Door County is with us. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What have you found?
I found a ID bracelet with a woman's name on it. It was actually two hearts linked together, you know, in the center of the bracelet with a woman's name. And I'm actually driving to Thanksgiving celebration now, so I can't remember the woman's name, but it was a small herb garden at the back of my house, which I've dug in many, many times and had never found it before, so it's kind of strange. Mm. I asked all my older neighbors in the neighborhood if they knew of anybody by that name that had lived there in my home previously, and nobody recognized the name, so it's kind of a spooky little thing, and actually took it to a jeweler and had it cleaned up. It's kind of made of aluminum and something else. I can't remember what she said, but just, you know, what a treasure. It's on my bookshelf, and I wonder about this woman all the time. So,
was the jeweler able to give you any sense of how old it might be, Cynthia?
She did, but I can't recall right now. I think maybe from the 40s or something like that.
Wow. Wow, well, thanks for sharing that story with us. And Tina, you also take photographs of historical buildings near Eau Claire. Does that feel almost like you're recording history on the largest scale and on the very smallest scale?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yep. And actually, when I started my interest in photography, my husband and I went to the Lake Eau Claire County Park, and I found a beautiful stairway, and it was very old looking, so I took pictures of it, and through social media found out that they were actually the original stairs that led to the Eau Claire County Courthouse.
Oh, wow.
So, I think I just love anything historic, so I'm always trying to take those pictures.
Well, let's get to one more caller. Emmy in Presque Isle is up. Hi, Emmy.
Hi. I have you on speaker. Is that okay?
You sound fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I found a whole treasure trove of bottles, antique bottles, in one spot. And I don't think they use plastic labels, so they're like works of art. Like your guest said, they embossed things, and they put beautiful designs on them. And then, of course, some of the lettering is embossed or whatever, however you say it, on glass.
Wow, and different color bottles, I'm guessing?
No, most of mine are clear.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at them now. but like just beautiful designs on them. I mean, and then one little one I found, I don't know what they used to eat, but like malted milk little tablets.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing something in an exhibit at the Wisconsin Historical Museum about that, but I can't remember the name of it, but I do know what you're talking about. Wow, well, thanks so much for that, Emmy. And let's sneak in one more call, Mark in Three Lakes. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So what'd you find?
Well, I found a gold money clip with a diamond on it with $640 in it.
Wow.
I was working as a maintenance man at a local establishment. I was doing my normal routine, and I didn't turn it into the office. I says, if somebody comes in and says, hey, I lost something, send them to me.
Okay.
And nobody came.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Mark. So not quite outdoors, but that's quite a find. Tina, as we wrap up, do you have any advice for people listening who might be thinking about a post-Thanksgiving dinner hike and how to keep their eyes open for these little treasures out there?
Honestly, just take time out for yourself, you know, just really open up your eyes, really look. You can look for things, enjoy the nature, you know, maybe get off your phone for an hour or two during the day and really enjoy what's out there, because there's a lot that people are just not even seeing.
Well, Tina, thanks so much for joining us. It's a really fun project.
Thank you again for having me.
Tina Ecker is an Eau Claire-based photographer whose photos have appeared on Volume 1 on WEAU News and in the Chippewa Valley Museum. Her photos are featured in the article Down by the Riverside, Slowly Discovering What the Water Once Took Away on volume1.org.